I have never experienced a week like this in fishing.
But wow, holy cow, what a few days of west wind, some colder water temps, and just the stars aligning has made to fishing on the South Coast, Kinesh, from rock and surf to freshwater fishing.
Certainly one of the best days I've experienced on a Stillwater in a very long time. Perhaps more importantly, is that we are headed into winter with probably the best water supply in recent history.
We have had rods bending throughout our entire coastline, and it's getting better week by week.
With the water cooling and clearing, the season ahead looks to be an absolute cracker.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
And here we go, guys. Angler News SA is now officially part of the East Coast Radio family. You must have heard it this morning. It was the news we were talking about for the last couple weeks. The big news, guys, our podcast, our niche has now made it onto a mammoth platform. We are on East Coast Radio. It is KZN's number one hit music station, and it is the home of our podcast. It's the new home of our podcast, and we are super excited, super grateful, because you know what this means? We are going bigger. We are going louder. We are going to give you so much more, starting off with two shows a week where you'll still get your weekend report. That goes without saying. I mean, that's what brought us to this point. But now we are going to introduce the province's best speakers. Guys, we are going to be telling you about winds, knots, tides, barometric pressure. We are going to be deep diving into what it takes to become a pro tier angler, what you need to catch a 300 kilo shark, and, well, you want to know what it takes to become a brand ambassador? Well, these are the topics we are going to be talking about. So this is why I am so euphoric at this moment. Guys, Angler News SA is exploding, and it's thanks to you, our audience, our listener, the guys that kept us motivated for 160 episodes and brought us to this point. So big up to you. But then, guys, I gotta give a big up to the team at East Coast Radio, everyone from the producers, my account manager, our, you know, VR, Diane, everyone that put this whole project together to now make us, hey, a new podcast on ECR. So, guys, make sure to get on there, hit that subscribe button, hit the follow button, and give us a rating and let us know what you think of this whole big step. And, of course, the huge shout-out has got to be to our correspondents, all our reporters from lower down south, right up north, and even up in Midlands. Guys, they have been as dedicated as everyone else in getting us this content. I mean, they bring it out every week, whether they are on leave, whether they are ill, whether they are, you know, have a rod in their hand. Our reporters are bringing you this news. So huge shout out to my reporters. Now, if that wasn't big enough news, right? I mean, I had to get that off my chest because I've been bursting inside to get it out for, I knew for a couple of weeks now, but yes, there were some processes in place. Now, that is out the way. If that wasn't big enough, guys, it has been one of the most epic weeks of fishing yet. You know what? I have been a reporter for the last 20 years, 21 years actually. And in all my years of being a fishing journalist, reporter, whatever it may be, I have never experienced a week like this in fishing. This has got to have been, you know, all the moons, the stars, the fishing gods, everything lining up to give us the most epic week. And what a better week than this week, where it's a huge step for our podcast. So we're going to get into all of it, as we usually do. We're going to get into all of it in great detail. But you know who else is still with us? It's the Kingfisher. So guys, final shout out to the guys that supported us from episode one, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Yes, thank you, the Kingfisher, from episode one, like I just said. So, guys, That intro, I know, I do agree. It was a bit long, yes, but I just, you know what? I'm super grateful for this moment with our show, and it was something that I felt I wanted to really share with you, you know, so yeah, in future, don't stress. My intros are not going to be that long. It's just going to get to the meat of it. Now, speaking about the meat of it, let's get into this week's fishing report because it was truly phenomenal, truly mind-blowing because I have never received this amount of fish from Adam before. If you are new to the show, Adam is our Lower South Coast reporter. He's been with us for over 100 episodes and he has his ears to the ground. Not just that, he's amongst the anglers. He is on virtually every single social media group or page down on the Lower South Coast. And he has sent me over 60 images this past weekend just to show me how much of fish has been on the bite. And it's not just the amount of fish, it's the amount of species on various facets that had blown my mind. So guys, Adam is here. Adam is from the Lower South Coast. Adam Lyon is going to tell us all about what happened over what I consider to be the weekend of the season.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow listeners out there. I hope everybody's had an epic week. I hope you're all nice and dry after these hectic rains we've had, especially down on the South Coast. But wow, holy cow. What a few days of west wind, some colder water temps, and just the stars aligning have made to fishing on the South Coast, Vinesh. I mean, it's absolutely been thunderous down on the South Coast in terms of fishing, from rock and surf to, you know, freshwater fishing to deep sea fishing. Just been absolutely epic. It's been so epic down on the coast. I can't even tell you, but just sending all those pictures through and those videos through to you, you can see exactly how it's been down here. Our water cleaned up almost overnight, just as good as the crews that cleaned up the town of Margate. So well done there, guys. You know, we had some cold water pushing in with this west wind and the fish just turned on, Vinesh. Absolutely wild. Everything from snook to kingfish to bardman to cave bass to snappers, blue emperor snapper to rock cod to bream, you know, the hound sharks, the diamonds, you know, the small lessers, the greys, the hammers, just wild. I mean, wild, absolutely wild. It was just unbelievable. You know, the guys spinning, getting rewarded, Eckhart's and them getting rewarded with some bonnies off the beach, getting, you know, snook off the bricks at Elephant Rocks in Port Shepstone, Annalie, that area working, Sabelle working, the Kingies just being sort of all over your deep water spots at this moment. Margate Pier with the non-eds really showing up there. Ramsgate with some nice rock cod and bream. Holy cow, Vanessa. It's just, I'm getting carried away here, but it's been literally that epic. I mean, I can't believe a few days of west off those crazy rains we had. I mean, I thought that the sea would just be brown for the next few days, but it definitely wasn't the case to be that west did its magic, turned the fish on, and just absolutely insane. We're getting some very nice diamonds. We're still getting very big hands. Getting the odd hammer as well. So not to say that we're not, because Coben got himself a few the other day. You know, we're getting some good, decent-sized greys. The bream of a little bit being on the quieter side. But, you know, all the other edible fish have picked up from, you know, big zebras, some nice-sized blacktail. The shad have finally also popped up. And it's not been wild, but they've been getting shad, Vinesh. No, three here, four there, one here. That's fine. It's still a shad. And we know shad is money. And shad just brings all the other fish on the bite. So, yeah, we just hopefully we get a nice shad run this season. The snook have been epic at this moment. You know, Eckhart really getting himself some nice fish. A mate of mine, Lyle, recently on the ski boat got himself a couple of snook as well. So, yeah, it's definitely been good. So, spinning season slowly but warming up. You know, rock and surf side's been good in terms of non-ed. Still to this day, we're not sitting in April from November, Vinesh. So, yeah, look, let's not bash it because a pull is a pull, as we always say, right? But looking to this weekend, I'm not too sure. I mean, we've had some guys going carp fishing. You know, we've had some nice carp popping up at Lake Elon. So we've had a bit of good fish on the sort of freshwater side. Generally, that fish turns off and on pretty quick in terms of the cold fronts and, you know, the high and low pressures and stuff, as you guys spoke prior about the barometer. So it can play a big part regardless of what the winds are doing and what the water temp's doing. So looking to this coming weekend, we've got some slight southwest wind blowing, getting up to around 20 k's per hour Saturday and Sunday, though.
and northeast moderately blowing Saturday to quite a high gust on Sunday late afternoon, with the swell increased to around 2 meters at that same period, with a ground swell for midweek. So it does sort of pick up and drop off and pick up again. So I do suspect a little bit of sand moving into the rocky areas and those bays again, but definitely the fish are still going to be on the bite. So yeah, guys, it's been absolutely epic. There's just been too many members and fish to name out there, unfortunately, guys, because it's just been off the charts. But all of your popular spots have been working. Palm Beach, Glenmore, you know, Orange Rocks, Margate Pier, Stabell, Port Shepstone at the block. It's just been fireworks down on the coast, guys. But let's not get too excited just yet. We have to see what this weather's going to do. It's only an app. It's only predictions. And as we know prior, things can go wrong pretty quick, pretty fast. They can go southwards, Vinesh. So let's just hope and pray that the stars stay aligned and everything is what it is and it stays the way it is and we get some good fish for this up and coming weekend. Otherwise, guys, I hope you have an awesome weekend out there. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Buddy, I haven't heard you be that excited in such a long time. And you have reported on some good weeks down the South Coast, but this seemed to have blown your mind. Now, guys, if you want to see all these catches that Adam is talking about, and he has named an array of catches, make sure to check it out on our YouTube channel, Angler News. This is where, on the sidebar, you will see everything Adam is talking about. Now, he was talking about this West that brought in the fish, cleaned up the water. Well, as we all know, West is best. So, guys, that Southwest is going to be there, and although Adam is saying it's going to turn very quickly, this weekend is poised to be epic again. It is good. Saturday is the day. Trust me, Saturday, you will get rods bending down the South Coast. So head down there, unless you're going to get to the other areas which we are going to get to, and one of those areas is Warner Beach. Guys, the Warner Beach area, Gary hasn't had so much to talk about in a long time because, you know, it was those heavy rains and lots of debris in the water and a lot of peckers. But this week, boy, oh boy, I have never heard of so much excitement out of Inyoni Rocks the way I did this weekend. Inyoni Rocks, a Manzantoti Beach, that entire Ilovo stretch was on fire with the nonheads. So guys, here is Gary to tell you a little more about it, and I will elaborate after his report for this week.
Evening, chaps. Gary at Kingsborough. Good evening to you all. Yeah, there have been a few fish around. There have been a nice pompano that sort of, you know, those better ones, 6 or 7 kilo looking, just what I can see. Still a lot of those small ones, you know, the small ones should be going back at sort of kilo, 1.2 kilo sort of things. If you know where to throw, you can catch quite a few, but it's very unsporting to take those fish. Pompano grows very quick. I know from a bit of tagging I did with them once. There have been some pockets of anchovies just behind the back line, all the way along the flats. I've been watching them closely virtually every afternoon, and I haven't seen a single fish, a flick of a snook or a queenie or any activity like that with these anchovies. They've been sort of virtually unmolested for the last few days here. The other days, quite a few browns, sort of smallish browns, those small sandies. There have been quite a few this year, that little 5 kilo sandy. Today on the odd shad, and a couple of greys. I got a grey on a sea lice bait the other day. Very disappointing when you see what it is, but any pull's better than no pull, I suppose. A porpoise every day, I've been seeing a group coming past. Bait, I saw yesterday, I saw a bit of bait, a couple of pockets far off Caradine, miles out. I did see once in the week, I saw about 18 pockets along the flats, but sort of medium distance. Yeah, that's the story, basically. So the water's been good. It's a bit sort of kicking a bit today. I thought it'd be flat this morning off that light westerly, but it was sort of kicking a bit, but still very good, you know, considering what we normally get these days. Yeah, until next week then, tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Great reporting, my friend. I know you're going to have your ears on the ground as the weeks shape up to be a lot better. I mean, guys, let's just stop for a moment and think. This is autumn, right? I mean, this is that in-between period of non-eds and eds, but we are getting such a variety of species. Can you only imagine what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks as we get into winter? It is going to be absolutely epic. Now, Gary never mentioned the craziness that happened over Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Well, more so, especially that Saturday afternoon in his area. Guys, it was a non-ed fest. I had Jace Governor, our other correspondent during the sardine run, out there doing some filming, doing some fishing, and going out of control. We had Ray on the other side by Heart Attack Hill going out of control with non-eds. I mean, honeycombs, diamond skates, over 30 sandies coming out all at the same time. It was absolutely mind-blowing to think that this area, where it is our sardine run highlight, has produced so much of fish yet now in April. So that felt completely out of this world. Now, I fished there on Sunday. I didn't have as much action. The water turned cold. It was the southwesterly that came. The water was crystal clear. I was out there mainly to cover the SA Surfcasting KZN League that kicked off this weekend. And you know what? You shout out to the guys that put that stuff together, because that is a facet that's going somewhere. And if you want to know more about it, check out our socials, follow our page, and we will be telling you more as to how this is that one league where you could be any age or any gender to represent South Africa. I mean, it's that facet where you are targeting more finesse species, you know, more of your lighter side of angling. Hence, I've even seen a 9-year-old competing. But it falls under the FIPS umbrella, which means it is globally recognized. Our other facets, like if you had to take our SA Rock and Surf League, our SA Skiboat Leagues, our SA, you know, you could get your colors, and those are like some serious anglers who are catching serious fish. You get your colors, but you are only fishing against Namibia. This is that one facet where you go and fish globally, right? I mean, last year, I think our boys were in Italy. Pardon me, our boys, our ladies, and our juniors, right? Like I said, it's open to everyone, and you are fishing finesse. The thing behind this is you are fishing with speed and, well, technique. So, yeah, I was covering that event. It was amazing. It was the kickoff of it, and I have no doubt it's going to grow a lot more. So, my mind was still blown with the amount of species that came out at Warner Beach. However, do I have a report for you? But before my report, take a listen to Mike V from the Kingfisher and Brad Krobler with exactly what's been going on this past week.
How's it, guys? Yes, this last week was some amazing catches. Some big diamonds, over 2 meters. Quite a few of them were caught. Most of them were between 30 and about 50, maybe touching 55. So, yeah, quite a few of those. Good couple of very nice sandies caught, some honeycombs, big grey sharks, things like that. The rock and surf really did cook. In amongst all that stuff, the guys got some lovely edibles, some stumpies, some grunters. Quite a few cob came out. Yeah, so the coast did fire up and down from basically North Pier all the way, up north and down south. There was a lot of fish everywhere. Ellington had the best splash of diamonds that I've heard of. There was a lot caught in the last couple of days. I know one club fished there, they got about 800 odd points. So yeah, it was quite a good round for them. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, a lot of snook, quite a few big kuta, one or two sailies still around. The guys have been doing quite well off Durban. Quite a few bottom fish were caught as well. I saw pics of some lovely kingies caught. One guy I saw a pick of his even had a keelback or two on his deck. So yeah, quite a few good bottom fish around there as well. Durban Bay has lit up quite nicely. Quite a couple good sized grunter there, some lovely kingies on live bait and on artificial. And of course the snappers are there and the smaller cob, things I get. So yeah, guys, the last week of angling was absolutely epic. Let's hope it continues for a couple more days. Thanks.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here at Linsky Fishing Charters. Yeah, guys, it's competition week. Yeah, so remember this weekend we have the Kuta Durban Ski Boat Club Kuta Classic. Yeah, so guys, just a little bit of information what I can give you. Guys, there have been some Kuta around the bluff side, starting at the what I would call the second fence all the way through to basically Windy Corner area. So, guys, for the people who want to go south side, that's where I would definitely go target them. They've been there, a little bit of shocky area. So when you do get it, don't take your time. Pull your fishing as quickly as possible. On the bluff, on the northern side there, the Mslote area going down towards Stud Rock. Yeah, there's been quite a few there as well. On the bottom fishing side, guys, bottom fishing has been pretty good on the far northern side. So that's your Tongaat, Bolito area outside there in the deep, the 80 meter plus zone. Some really, really nice fish. On the southern side, there's still some fish up and down. But once again, guys, there are plenty of sharks. But getting back to the Kuta Classic side, guys, bait. Bait has been a bit scarce, but there are quite a few little jib-jib bonnies, or what I call Kuta Smarties. Yeah, so guys, that's all around the number one area. So guys, tight lines, good luck, and hope you guys all have a great comp.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a great report coming out of Durban. So it continued from the South Coast all the way down into Durban. Now, I want to share something from Brad, right? So Brad is known as our Davy Jones of the ski boat industry. No one spends more time out on the water than him, right? The guy actually looks like a pirate. But anyway, Brad is also a rock and surf angler, a competitive rock and surf angler. So he heard about the Diamond Smash happening down at the basin on Friday night. And he only had two baits with him at home. He grabs those two baits, heads down to the basin, and ends up catching three diamonds. So I was like, well, how do you do something like that? How is that even possible? So he gets his second diamond and realizes the bite is still on all around him. He says there must have been like 80 diamonds coming out. He takes out the bait, redoes it. Well, when I say takes out the bait, he takes out the bait from the fish's mouth, pulls it up again after putting his fish back, and cast it out and gets his third diamond. That's how crazy the diamonds were out at Durban Beach this week. Anglers that were fishing for shad were getting onto diamonds. So this past week in Durban, if you had never caught a non-ed before and you really wanted to go and get one, this was it. This was the time. So on our YouTube channel, Ray goes into great detail talking about how this type of wins only happens like maybe twice a year. And when it turns on the way it did for 7 days, this is what happens. All those catches come out. Now, Brad also went on about the Durban Ski Boat Festival. Guys, that is our highlight for Durban this year. It is the world's biggest ski boat competition, and it's happening right here on our doorstep. So yours truly will be out there getting full coverage of it. And if you really want to see all that Kuta that comes in, along with a couple of Dorado and a few other species, head on down to Durban Ski Boat Club this weekend. If you are an early bird, come out, and it is really something spectacular to see about 200 boats lined up on the beach launching out, right? And that will happen at about 6 a.m. And on Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when the boats are coming in. That's when the weighing is happening, and we're going to see all that fish. The same thing happens on Sunday, is just the weigh-in is at 2 o'clock, and of course the prize given in the afternoon, and there is a massive buzz around the club as well. As for the Durban Harbour, well, it was Wednesday, it was 10 o'clock, and I get a call from my friend Kevin saying, hey, the boat's available, it's a good bunch of guys, would you like to hop on board? And I'm like, well, who can say no to something like that? So I fished the Durban Harbour today, and everything Mike V was talking about was right. There has been a fair amount of grunter, more on the smaller side, but, you know, some good catches on that. A lot of snapper salmon, one or two decent cod in between, and some shad. So, well, one of the shad was 1.5 kilos. So, it was, all in all, the Durban Harbour has produced the fish, and it was a great day out, great bunch of new friends. And it's always good to take that midweek break just to refresh, go get off a couple fish. The Durban Harbour is producing, and yeah, it just revitalizes you for the week. So, it's something I certainly recommend. So that is our Durban report. Now moving on up to the North Coast. Well, guys, the North Coast didn't perform anywhere close to the South Coast or Durban. It seems as though all the fish were stuck down on this side. Well, when I say all the fish, there was still some bite up north, right? So starting off at Tongaat, there has been some bite with some cub. In the Salt Rock Bolito area, we've got reports of a couple of bronze bream, more of the scratching species. Nothing too crazy on that non-ed side. Same for Tugela, just the odd cob. There was a couple of stumpies that came on the bite, so that was good to hear off. And then moving further up to Mtanzini, guys, I didn't get any reports of any diamonds over this past week. As for Richards Bay and St. Lucia, well, things did start to pick up. There's been still that good amount of Pompano on the bite, as well as, well, the few non-ed species, it is expected. However, on that offshore side, guys, I am starting to wonder if the North Coast is getting as taxed as much as the Durban waters, because they are certainly landing that cooter and snook day after day on all those social media groups that I'm on up there. I am seeing snook and cooter and a nice size fish as well. There is the couple of odd Dorado in between, some nice size bonnies, but that offshore side is certainly performing on the upper North Coast. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report for this week. Now moving on up to the Midlands, we are with Jan, who's from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg. He reports on everything freshwater for our show, and guys, there has been bite. So here is Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg.
Hey there, guys. So with me reporting last week and citing that autumn is quote-unquote officially here, it seems like the weather gods still can't quite make up their mind. And with the near 30-degree temperatures of earlier in the week, summer is keeping his toe firmly in the door. Temperatures have, however, ameliorated somewhat since then, so let's hope that it continues to do so as we are fast running out of autumn time. Perhaps more importantly is that we are headed into winter with probably the best water supply in recent history. The Umgeni system is at full supply level, with pretty much all the dams in the system across the board showing 100% plus capacity. And long may it last. And there still seems to be a spit in the spot coming this weekend. As there hasn't been any rain to report over the last week, and after the recent raging torrents, most of the rivers have started dropping, and flow rates should be near perfect by about now. With the masses of water running off the berg previously, water temperatures as low as 13 or 14 degrees were reported, but guessing more like in the 16 to 18 degree range currently. Again, pretty much near perfect. And with just over a month left in the trout river season, it's high time to get that line out there on the moving water before the door closes. Returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club report on fish coming from the Moy and Bushman's rivers, with the Umgeni still apparently on the full side and running in summer colors. Fish brought to hand have been in the 7 to 11 inch, that is 18 to 28 centimeter range, taking on a mix of dries and nymphs. A decent-sized number 12 hopper makes for a great searching pattern, and if it's just getting bumps from the wee chaps, then switch down to, say, a number 14 or number 16 parachute or caddis-style dry fly. And if that's your thing, well, the hopper also makes for a great indicator to suspend a weighted nymph from. For example, Zach, Gold Abhesia, or PTN will do the trick. We reported recently on the passing of Dr. Tom Sutcliffe, without doubt the doyen of South African fly fishing. His memorial service was held in Cape Town last week, and we could think of no better tribute than an invite for an outing to his former favorite Stillwater from when he was still in practice as a GP here in Pietermaritzburg. It was a red letter day. We agreed that Tom must have been watching over us and told the fish to be on their best behavior. Certainly one of the best days I've experienced on a Stillwater in a very long time. Water temperature measured 16 to 18 degrees over the course of the morning, and the fish were clearly feeding up, readily taking larger patterns like woolly buggers and minnow patterns. The rainbow trout in the 40 to 50 centimeter, that is 16 to 20 inch bracket, but we were outshone by local lady angler, Felicity Ryer, who landed her first Stillwater brown of 41 centimeters or 16 inches. Well done, Flea. And a wee dram of the fine amber liquid was of course enjoyed damside as we bade our farewells to Tom. So long, and thanks for all the fish. The NFFC Stillwaters also produced their fair share of fish over the last week. Rainbows were primarily in the 11 to 15 inch, that is 28 to 38 centimeter class, with a single fish reported in the 17 to 19 inch or 43 to 48 centimeter class. No flies mentioned in the reports, unfortunately, but almost certainly buggers, minnows, and dragonfly patterns would have done their duty. With the water cooling and clearing, the season ahead looks to be an absolute cracker. The bass also reported to be on good behavior in both Albert Falls and Midmar, with fish in the 1.5 to 2.5 kilo range being reported. There was also a report of a 2.5 kilo fish taken from the Moy River itself. With the warmer weather, there have also been carp, a good mix of mirror and common, and a barbel on the surface at Albert Falls. Local fly anglers Matthew and Simon Ackerman reported lots of fish up, but they were being a bit fussy, but reported a good day on the water, getting fish on a floating hopper pattern. While Sterkfontein is considered to be the mecca for the, quote, gold miners, that is otherwise known as the yellowfish anglers, the season for them is just about all over. Sterkies, however, does hold a good head of bass and barbel, and some good bass were reported this past week. So guys, tight lines all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Great reporting, my friend. I love it. Good detailed report as to how to go and get that fish. Guys, remember, it's 5 weeks left for that river action, so take full advantage of it. Now, that was Jan's report of the Midlands, and Jan lives by his tagline, where great tips and advice, and that is what he's always given us. So if you need to know anything about the Greater Midlands area and how to fish it, there's no better place than Angler New South Africa to get that content. So now that rounds off our show, KZN. It has been a truly remarkable week of fishing. I mean, throughout the entire coastline, whether you're fishing south or Durban or even up north, definitely up in the Midlands, we have had rods bending throughout our entire coastline, and it's getting better week by week. The fishing is improving as we can feel the temperature drop, the edibles are coming on the bite, the bigger species are keeping our jaws dropped, and guys, the offshore fishing has never been better than the way it is right now. And it's the perfect time because this weekend, once again, a reminder, it is the Durban Ski Boat Festival. All in all, guys, Durban, KZN, its surrounding areas, it is fishing season. Get out there, take full advantage of it, and keep on listening to our show. I am super excited. Like I said, we are now on East Coast Radio. It feels amazing. It feels great. I feel as though I'm doing episode one again. The excitement and joy that I feel, and I would love for you to share this with me. So be part of our journey. Let us know on the comments what you think about the show, what you want to hear about. Look out for our show on Monday. That's going to be like super exciting, where this Monday we are talking about winds, how the winds affect our fishing. As you know, over the last couple of weeks, we have been talking about, you know, 7 days of northeasterly, and this is why we had the run that we did. And now that the westerlies are in, well, the southwesterlies are in, we are going to talk about what species you could target. And like I said, these are from seasoned anglers. Guys, trust me, you do not want to miss out on what's coming out from Angler News SA. So make sure to subscribe to our channel, follow our channel, give us a rating. Do not miss out. 2 shows a week on fishing. If this is what you're into, this is a channel to be part of. So until next week, always remember,
this is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.